Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to the Fired Up with CJ show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And today we have Ragini Michaels with us here today. Ragini, welcome.
Thank you.
Ragini is the author of Unflappable: 6 Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, Peaceful, No Matter What.
That's right. It'd be pretty good, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be. Well, this is exactly what this whole series is all about, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, really, the path is towards self-love and love. And it's all about your book and navigating some of these emotions and having kind of being in equanimity in presence of challenging opposites, mm-hmm. which we've been talking about. Now, before we close, we were talking about your iTunes series that's mm-hmm. on iTunes, and tell us the title again.
Hypnosis for Conscious Awakening.
Okay, Ragini doesn't realize this, but as a gift, she had given me these beautiful CDs, and they are really, truly beautiful.
Thank you.
But you have no idea what I've done with them.
Uh-oh, what have you done?
I put them onto my iPod, my iPhone, and when I work out in the morning, sometimes when I'm like, first of all, you have to be aware, like you said, you have to be aware that you actually have a negative emotion arising. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I'll be like, I feel totally lost today. And then I'll go, I know. I'll just listen to Ragini's sweet melodic voice as I work out. Because as Ragini says, you can listen to these tapes when you're doing anything.
Except driving.
Yes, except driving. So I'm running. Sometimes I'm on the Stairmaster, sometimes I'm running, but I'm listening to you as I'm doing a mic. Why not run and do hypnosis at the same time?
Okay.
But you know what? They've worked every time. Because yeah. Sometimes I realize I haven't been listening to it, but at the same time I'm like, but I feel happy.
Well, with my background in behavioral change and working with the unconscious process, because that is what I am as a hypnotherapist in my background, you learn how to communicate with the unconscious mind. So it doesn't matter what the unconscious mind is doing in many respects if what you're saying is directed to in a voice that is geared to the unconscious process.
Right. So the unconscious mind can be working. Well, my conscious mind is like, you know, just making sure I don't fall off the treadmill.
Absolutely.
So seriously, this is perfect for people who are multitaskers.
Apparently it's so. I've heard that from many people.
That they're doing things. You probably never heard someone running or doing a Stairmaster.
I haven't, not doing a Stairmaster. I just make sure that you're, you know, okay.
I'm a talented Stairmaster, okay. So I can do it. All right. So I actually wanted to use a real life example like we've done in a lot of other episodes. And so and I think we've talked about this a fair amount, but let's use the one on anger and compassion.
Okay.
Okay. So my mom and I were driving in the car, and then she goes into a tirade of like, well, you know, ever since you were a kid, bleep, 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 bunch of like negative comments. The bleep, bleep, bleeps are negative comments.
All right.
That I can't have anyone listen to because they would just be so depressing to you as they are to me.
Okay.
So then I went through and I was like, wow, anger is arising. Anger is arising. So how would I use all of these things? I want to actually, you know, I love my mother. I love myself. How do I actually use the model and what we've talked about to get from the thing I was experiencing at that moment, anger, to loving my mother fully and to self-love?
Well, the first thing you want to do with your anger is ask yourself, is there anything positive going on about what you're feeling here? Is there something happening that is valuable to you?
Mm-hmm.
And at one level, anger is generally, at the psychological level, a call for boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
It's a call for some kind of boundary to be set.
Yep.
So in that case, your anger in this scenario, as you've described it, is a signal. Right? Because that your boundary is being breached
mm-hmm.
by your mother's giving you negative feedback.
Which, and I said to my mother, you need to stop right now because there's really no good that will come of whatever you're planning, you've said or continue to say.
Okay.
So you,
so you got the truth out mm-hmm. of, you got the truth out of your anger.
Yes.
And you said something and you set the boundary.
Right.
All right. Now, if you continue to get angry and angry because your mother keeps going,
Right.
And you can't get out of the car, for example, and leave the situation. Mm-hmm. Your energy will then either it'll start growing and growing and growing and growing. And if you can accept that and breathe into it and understand that it's a signal to you now to go to compassion, right? Mm-hmm. You can't get out of the situation. You're right there. Go to compassion. And what does the value of compassion for you? What does compassion teach you about your mother?
Well, she's doing the best that she can. She's playing a set of programs that have been played to her forever. So she's just doing the best that she can. I honestly think that she says these comments in the spirit of love, even though they don't sound very loving at all in anyone's frame of reference aside from her own.
And oftentimes, although it always hurts when someone says something negative about us, it hurts more if there's some part of us that believes it's true. And generally,
true.
From parents, whatever it is they're saying, they're the ones that put the idea in our heads in the first place, bless their hearts, when we were young. Okay. And so,
right.
But there's still oftentimes another part of the anger signal is that there's some part of you that believes there's some truth in what's being said. And that can also be something of value for you to inquire into in yourself. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to do with changing your mother's behavior. You can attempt to set a boundary, which you mm-hmm. did, right? But ultimately, in that kind of situation where there's nothing you can really do for the other person, and you can't get away from the scenario, because I don't really encourage people to stay in abusive connections.
Seriously, I was going to drop her on I-5 at one point, which is the major highway here
so
in Seattle.
This is when compassion is essential, so that you don't drop your mother on the highway, right? That would not be good.
No, it
although you
be.
Would have a lot of time in jail to meditate.
Exactly.
But anyway.
I was contemplating it in some aspect of my scenario planning.
So by allowing your anger and knowing what you know about opposites, you could breathe, accept, get the learnings very quickly because you've looked at it already, and end up in compassion. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to enjoy being with your mother, but it does change your energy field. It changes your capacity to hold yourself in love and to hold your mother in love. And that energy shift, that change in vibration, if you'll allow me to be a bit new age here, which I am anyway.
allow you to be yourself? Yes. Allow you to be yourself.
Well, I think vibration is a good analogy for us understanding what we're talking about. It can change the situation by your speaking. If you can say, Mom, that's enough in love, as opposed to saying, Mom, that's enough in anger, that even makes the situation more beneficial to not only you, but probably to the person that you're angry with in the first place.
Yeah, and actually something like that happened.
What I'm saying is that the understanding that anger and compassion go together, understanding that hate and love go together, understanding that feelings of rejection and acceptance go together, all right, that is going to help you shortcut, you know, and know how, learn a strategy for letting go. And that's what's actually detailed in my book and in other places where I'm teaching this. And so that's the thing that is so useful. It's a missing piece, as I said earlier, of the puzzle. It's a missing link for how do you get to self-love, which is really accepting yourself, all of yourself, accepting your personality, accepting your body, accepting your thoughts, accepting your emotions for what they are. Ultimately, when you can do that, you will feel compassion for yourself. Being human is not easy.
Well, and I think the thing that you said is doing it for the other person, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like,
exactly. It becomes an act of service as well to yourself and to others. I just put an article in the New Spirit Journal, and it started it off with saying Kermit the Frog thought it was really tough being green. What if he had to be human and divine at the same time? You know, I mean, it's tough. It's hard. And you want to have some compassion for yourself instead of beating yourself up. This is a tough journey. Life is as tough as it is gracious.
I love what you said the last, I think, a couple episodes ago, that it's the spiritual journey is not for sissies.
No, it's not for sissies. It's hard work.
It is.
But
it's very hard work.
It pays off.
I think it does. Yeah. I mean, I would say that your title being Staying Happy, Centered, Peaceful, No Matter What is the payoff.
It's the payoff, and that's a different kind of happiness than the kind that we usually think about. But if you want to know more about that, you can go to my website, watch the welcome video, and then you can opt in and you can get 3 videos for free that talk about different kinds of happiness and other things related to this.
And in August, do you have any trainings that you know of, or how do people find out about the trainings? Because you actually have a whole training series.
I have a training that's starting in October, and it's online training for 8 weeks. where you, I will hold your hand through the six steps.
Oh, right?
It's
nice.
It's an online training, but you'll have an hour a week where you can meet with me as a group, but you can actually ask questions to me personally and I'll answer them. So it's a great process. It's a great experience. It'll start in October and you can find it on my website.
So how many weeks again is it?
Eight.
It's 8 weeks. 8 weeks. Class to learn how to use the six steps, and then you get an hour of...
Every week there'll be a group live call where you can ask your questions.
Cool.
You can actually talk with me in person and get your questions answered.
Very cool. Well, I have to tell you, I've taken several trainings with Ragini on neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, and then on the work that's the six-step process, and she is an exquisite teacher. You really, she spoiled me. I can't really go to any more classes without feeling irritated and wanting Ragini back because you're such a wonderful teacher.
You're too kind.
So much gratitude, Ragini. Thank you for being here. Much gratitude to Chris and Brian at WBLQ. And make sure to listen to the series because it really is there designed to help you. I mean, in fact, this whole radio show is designed to help create a happy you and a happy planet. So
if you'd like to be notified of when it's available up on our sites, just either go to CJ's site, Fired Up with CJ, or mine, Ragini Michaels. Click contact, let us know. We'll send it to you.
Yeah, it's wonderful. All right, great. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next Thursday.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.